The reason the film incentive changed, a broader push in Raleigh for tax reform. The goal, says Secretary of Commerce Sharon Decker, was to reduce tax rates statewide instead of having higher tax rates and then offering tax credits to specific industries. But Decker admits that one small pot holding $10 million for film won't stretch further than a couple of projects.
That's right. My hope is that in this legislative session that fund will be appropriated in a larger amount. I do think that one of the reasons that we didn't get a larger sum was that the legislators wanted us to get the guidelines in place. They wanted to understand what the impact would be. And my hope would be that we would encourage the increasing of that funding as we move forward.
Decker, who is heading to the private sector after December 31st, says the Job Development Investment Grant Fund could be used for the building of capital infrastructure, such as film studios in the state. And she says she expects incoming Secretary of Commerce John Scavarla to be a supporter of the industry when he takes the helm on January 1st. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.